Comics creator Daniel Clowes talks about his anti-superhero who ambivalently wields the Death Ray. For 88.9 FM WDNA, I'm Mark Hayes. This is Passing Notes. For those in the know, Daniel Clowes would be known for his ongoing anthology collection called 8-Ball. Those with more mainstream taste might know Clowes from the films made from his work, 2001's Ghost World, starring Steve Buscemi and Scarlett Johansson, and 2006 Art School Confidential, starring Max Minghella and John Malkovich. Clowes' work has been an important part of the explosion in the popularity of the genre known as graphic novels, although he dislikes the term. His most prominent work touches on that Generation X theme, post-adolescent aimlessness. Clowes is famous for mixing elements of kitsch and the grotesque in his comics, as in some of the best underground work from the previous generation of comics creators. Clowes' most recent work is entitled The Death Ray, and it tells the story of Andy, a Chicago teen who doesn't really have the intestinal fortitude for superhero work, but finds that cigarettes, sweet superstuff nicotine, gives him super strength and later allows him to harness the power of, you guessed it, the Death Ray gun.
I'm not sure anybody has that character, though. I'm not sure human nature is cut out for superhero-dom. I was not intending to satirize superheroes or to even really make a comment on superheroes. I was trying to think of sort of the least likely book I could do. I thought, you know, I could imagine myself doing a sort of a parody superhero story, like kind of a underground comic Robert Crumb superhero thing that would be sort of a funny story. But I thought the last thing anybody should ever do is to try to do sort of a non-ironic, earnest superhero story. And I thought, the more I thought about that, I thought that's a real challenge to see, you know, where that would take you.
As a superhero, Andy isn't cut out for the work, and Clowes delights in creating a protagonist, anti-hero, call him what you will, who subverts our expectations for meta-human performance. Superpowers for Andy are not super cool. Even after he's changed, he won't play sports, he remains an outsider at school, and he doesn't apply himself to truth, justice, and the American way. Rather, he picks on the guys who pick on his antisocial best friend and sidekick, Lewis. And Andy won't give up his romantic obsession with his grandfather's middle-aged housekeeper. For all his super potential, Andy is super disappointing, and painfully so, in the tradition of at least one well-known pop culture icon.
When I was 16 or so years old, I was very interested in superhero comics still. And I had read all the early Spider-Man comics, the early Steve Ditko Spider-Man comics, and those spoke to me in a way that other superhero comics didn't, because in the early comics, early Spider-Mans, Peter Parker is actually kind of a true outcast. He's a skinny, weird nerd and lives with his grandparents. And there seems to be, there's something there that I could latch onto as you know, a character that I could relate to in some way, whereas all the other superheroes just seemed like, you know, Clark Kent is just a big jock who happens to wear glasses, you know, and the later Peter Parker looks like a frat boy, you know, and so, so those stories had some really a deep impact on my inner life at that age, and so when I was doing this story, I was trying to kind of get back there and recapture what was so emotionally powerful about those stories to me.
For the complete adventures, I suppose you can call them that, of Andy and his sometime superhero self, the Death Ray, check out Daniel Clowes' The Death Ray, published by Drawn and Quarterly. Give me something I can use. For all things Passing Notes, you can check out our website at markehayes.net. There you can find lots more content and links to the notes on social media. Please become a friend of note. And be sure to tune in the Sunday Time Warp with me from 1 to 3 p.m. this weekend as well. For 88.9 FM WDNA, this is Passing Notes.